The summer travel season is coming to an end, and it's been a tough one for airlines. Families, because of the recession, are sticking closer to home, and business travel is down. This fall, JetBlue is looking to get more people to fly. It's unveiling an unusual program. Buy a $599 pass, and you can fly as much as you want from early September to early October. And joining us to talk about that is Rudy Maxa. He's Public Broadcasting's travel guru, formerly host of The Savvy Traveler. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Madeline.
So is this a good deal or not?
This is a very good deal if you live in or near any of the 57 cities that are served by JetBlue. And you have time to travel between September 8th and October 8th. I mean, $600, you know, you can pay between $120 and $220 on JetBlue today to fly from the West Coast to the East Coast. So if you do that twice, you've made your money back.
And I imagine this is mainly geared towards business travelers because really how many families are going to take more than one big trip a month?
Well, that's true, or unless you're unemployed and have a little bit of spending money. For the business traveler, there is one catch, though. You must book each flight 3 days ahead. So that could put the crimp a bit in some business travelers' plans.
Okay, the rules say that you can book any open seat, but cruising around on their website, it doesn't seem like there are a lot of open seats.
Well, as anybody who flies these days knows, airlines have cut back on capacity, and you have to go to the Smithsonian to see an empty middle seat these days. So yes, that would be a consideration. You should, if you really have definite dates you want to be places, before I spend $599 in this pass, I would go online now and see if there's some seats available. Then buy the pass today. You have to, by the way, buy this pass by August 21st or the deal isn't good.
Rudy, do you think other airlines will follow JetBlue's example and do the same thing?
It'll be difficult for major airlines like United, Delta, American, U.S. Airways to follow suit because unlike JetBlue, which is a so-called point-to-point airline like Southwest, where most of their passengers fly from A to B, the big boys are hub systems. People fly into Minneapolis-St. Paul on Delta or Northwest, and then they fly out to another place. It would be very expensive for one of the big airlines with so many cities and such a widespread route network to offer a similar kind of all-you-can-fly-in-one-month kind of pass.
Let's talk about the state of the airline industry for a minute. The industry is not doing so well. Last year, it lost money because of fuel prices. They were so high. This year, people aren't flying. So are we going to see some airlines going out of business?
I don't know. We may see somebody get acquired again. It's very difficult for me to feel sorry for the airlines, much as I like to keep them all flying. Because first, yeah, there was $140 barrel price for oil. Okay, that's pretty darn bad. But now it's half that. They've cut back. Many of them have gone through bankruptcy and shed a lot of expensive contracts, particularly with their employees. Northwest and Delta have merged. I mean, there have been very significant changes in the last 12 months in the airline industry, and yet they're still having difficulty getting into the black. Something's got to give at some point, but I don't know how many more changes there can be without a major airline going out of business.
Rudy, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
That's Rudy Maxa. He's host of the series Rudy Maxa's World, which you can see on public television stations.